You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, if you can't find scriptures that cover things you're praying about, you ain't got no business asking for them. Amen? I said amen. So then, they saw what the Word of God said, and so we were able to pray with them, and she was healed. When the doctors had said she had about 6 months to live. 19 years later, I was in contact with her. She's still in good health, she said. Praise God, just feeling fine. Well, God's Word works. Now, I want to use that as an illustration. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. The entrance of thy words giveth light.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
So you see, it depends more on what you do. Because you see, God, he don't ever change. I mean, he's already in the notion of hearing answered prayer. All through the Bible, Old as well as New Testament, and again he talks about, call unto me and I'll answer you. Amen. One fellow said he liked to never talk God in the notion of hearing him. Well, you see, I don't know what God he's praying to. He sure wasn't praying to the God of the Bible, because he didn't have to get him in the notion of hearing him. He's already in the notion. Amen. He was in the notion years ago. He said way back there in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I might answer you. No. Well, there's a remote possibility of me doing so. No. Maybe I will. Now call unto me and I will answer thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you see, again, there's some conditions. Amen. Jesus gives them to them here under the new covenant. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. You see, when you know the word, you know what to ask for. Hallelujah. When you know the word, you can pray in faith. Otherwise, you're praying in the dark. You see, the psalmist of old said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. So he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you're enlightened. You know what God's will is, for his word is his will. You know what God will do about it. Praise God before you ever ask him. Why? Because you have his word and his word's abiding in you. Amen. I tell the story sometime. I'm not going into great detail about it. I've had a similar experience any number of times. But I tell the story about the man who brought his wife to our services, heard me preaching on the radio at a revival meeting we were holding in another city. She's given up to die by medical science. And in fact, the doctors had confided in him. We'll just be honest with you, she'll not live another 6 months. And part of that was already gone. But they heard me preaching Healy on the radio, so he brought her. And we've been praying, you know, that if it is God's will to heal her, you know, that he'll give us faith so she can be healed. I asked him if they were saved. Well, they said we're members of, and they mentioned a certain church. I said, well, you could be a member of this full gospel church and not be saved. That's not what saves you. It's being born again. Yes, we know we're born again. How'd you get saved? Well, we went to visit. Our neighbor invited us. We never went to church anywhere. But our neighbor was a member of this church right close to us, and they just kept after us until we went. It was Easter time of the year. The pastor held a week's services prior to Easter. Did his own preaching. And so it was Friday night before Easter Sunday. And when he gave the invitation, this man said, I said to my wife, I'm going. She said, all right, I'll go with you. He said, we were the only ones. We marched down to the front, happened to be in a Methodist church. He asked us to kneel in the altar rail. Came down off the platform, laid one hand on my head, one hand on my wife's head, and prayed with us. We got born again, praise God. I said to him, now when you got down there to that altar and knelt there, did you pray that God would give you and your wife faith so that you could be saved? Why, certainly not, he said. I said, why didn't you? Well, he said, now one thing is a little boy My mother carried me to Sunday school and church. And then as a preacher preached, you know, it brought back to my mind scriptures. He just got through preaching that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. He just got through preaching that the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He just got through saying that the Bible said, him that cometh unto me, I'll nowise cast him out. Said, I knew what the Lord would do before I went down there. Why? He was enlightened. What enlightened him? The Word of God. Amen? Amen. I said, amen? Amen. Now I said to it, that's exactly what I wanted you to say. Now I want to ask you this question. I'd preached it on the radio, but he still didn't get it. I said, I'm not saying the Bible said it, and I'm just using this illustration. I've done this many times. I could just stand here and tell you of illustration after illustration that comes to me and spend all the time just doing that and still not exhaust all of it. And so I said to it, now I'm not saying the Bible said it. Of course, I knew it did, but I knew he didn't, you see. But I said, just suppose that the Bible said, not only it says, as you know, that Jesus took your sins and iniquities himself. Praise God, did take our sins and our iniquities. They were laid on him. But he also took your wife's infirmities and sicknesses and bare them. If the Bible said that, would it be his will to heal her? Well, certainly, he said. Why don't we find out what the Bible says then? So we just turn, you see, to Matthew 8:17 and Isaiah 53:4-5 and 1 Peter 2:24. And the minute they read it, both of them saw it. Well, they said, you know, there's no use to praying about the will of God. We've got that. How come them to change their tune so quickly? Light came. The entrance of his words giveth light. You see, they had been praying. He said, we've been praying every day that if it's God's will to heal her, he'd give us faith so she could be healed. But she didn't get healed because that's not praying according to the word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. So it doesn't work because his word does not abide in him. Are you following me? I'm only using that as an illustration. That can apply to anything else you're praying about. Now, if you can't find scriptures that covers things you're praying about, you ain't got no business asking for them. Amen? Right. Amen? Right. I said amen. Amen. So then, they saw what the Word of God said, and so we were able to pray with them, and she was healed. When the doctors had said she had about 6 months to live. 19 years later, I was in contact with her. She's still in good health, she said. Praise God, just feeling fine. Well, God's word works. Now, I only use that as an illustration. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Now can you see then, that if whatever it is that you are praying about, I'm talking about you as an individual, you are praying about, if you don't know what the Word says on that, whatever it is, then can't you see you're not enlightened? Amen? Well, if you're not enlightened, then you're not in the light. On that particular subject, you may be in the light on some other subjects. If you're not in the light, then you're in the dark. I think some people are about halfway between the light and the dark on some things. Sort of in the twilight zone. Amen? I said amen. Amen. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? I think we need to get so word conscious, so no matter what happens, what the situation is, we'd ask ourselves, what does the Word say? You know, just simply asking yourself that question and finding out what the Word said. If you don't know it, if you do know, then being a doer of the Word would solve most of your problems. Amen. Don't shout me down now. Just cause I'm preaching real good. Whatever you do, the Bible said, in word or deed, that covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it? Do it as unto the Lord. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Thank God for the Word. What does the Word say? Everybody say that out loud.
What does the Word say?
Say it again.
What does the Word say?
Say it again.
What does the Word say?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise God. Well, let me say it again. Because you are a child of God and have come into the family, thank God you can approach the Father in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And you see, it's your Father. God, your Father. Now you see, He's God to a lot of people because they really don't know Him as Father. You can almost tell those folks that are still over there in that unenlightened, darkened, or twilight zone, so to speak, not really ever come into the family of God. You know, they think they're being reverent, you know. And God to them, you see, and thank God He is high and holy, praise God, lifted up. But He's not a father to them. He's still just God. You can almost tell it the way they say, God. Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father. Jesus came to introduce the Father to us. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. And so you see then, friends, the Father, God, that I'm coming to, stands behind this holy written word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.